Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preece.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preece. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, we've got a great show lined up today. We've got so much information that I just don't know how we're going to get to it all. First thing we're going to do is deal with the upcoming vet visit, which I know a lot about.
Yeah. This is another annual event that MSU puts on, the vet school, and I can't say enough great things about it. And I'm hoping that everybody that listens who happens to have a child or a grandchild or just themselves, get up, get going, and let's make this the best event they've ever had, because we're all pet lovers and we all have great individuals beneath us, so to speak, coming up in the generations that need to be exposed to all this great information.
No doubt about it. And, Rick, sometimes I've got an expression I use that it's better to be lucky than good. And it just so happens that the topic I wanted to explore this week is the issue of nutrition. And when I looked in the AVMA's booklet of experts on nutrition, it happened to be Dr. Sarah Abood from Michigan State. And lo and behold, she also is the coordinator of VetaVisit. So talk about being able to deal with two subjects in one person. We got real lucky with regard to that.
Well, as long as she can find the time to talk as well, because I know probably managing VetaVisit has got to be an incredible undertaking. And well, guess what? I believe she's with us.
Well, she is. And so why don't we go right to her? We've got with us as a returning guest on the line, Dr. Sarah Abood, who currently is the assistant dean for student programs at the Small Animal Clinic at MSU's Vet School. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Abood.
Thank you, Lee. Good morning to both of you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's always our pleasure to have you. Dr. Abood, can you share with our listeners a little bit about this year's VetaVisit?
I would love to. This is our annual open house at the College of Veterinary Medicine, and it happens to be our 49th year that we've been doing this. It is an event that is completely student-run. A few faculty do help, but mostly it's the students setting up educational exhibits, displaying animals and the fascinating things that animals do, and the interesting things that we can do with regard to medicine and diagnostics and surgery, and just the wonderful things that veterinarians can do to help owners care for their animals. So we're excited to show that off, and if you're interested, I can tell you a few of the kinds of exhibits that we'll have this year.
Oh, absolutely.
We have some students that are going to be talking about how to choose the right pet for the home, be it a dog or a cat or even an exotic pet. And that might be something, Rick, that you'd like to make sure that they're getting good information for. So you might want to come by that booth.
Sure.
We have some students that are very interested in aquaculture and animals that live in water. And some students are going to be doing some educational information about the impact of oil spills, since we had an oil spill here in Michigan a couple years ago. And, of course, there was one in the Gulf a few years ago that really brought a lot of national attention to the issues of oil and things that are in the water that can damage the animals that live on or around the water. So we'll have something about oil spills and that impact. We'll also have some information about animals and people and public health and organisms either in our food or our environment and the things that we need to do to help keep both animals and people safe. So that's going to be interesting. We have some students that are presenting information about large animals, and we consider large animals to be cows and horses and llamas. And so folks will be able to actually get up close to a llama, put on a stethoscope, and listen to the lungs and the heart sounds. There will be demonstrations on our equine treadmill, so learning about how researchers investigate problems with the lungs and the respiratory system of horses will be something that we can do by watching horses run on a treadmill and then learn about what we're studying and how we get new techniques and new medicines to treat horses. There'll also be a group from the Michigan State University dressage team. This is a group of undergraduate students that perform in dressage, and they'll give demonstrations in our big riding arena. So those are a few of the things that people can take advantage of.
Wow, it sounds like a major undertaking. And when is this taking place and where?
This is taking place on Saturday, April 14th, 2012, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. And it's right here in our veterinary complex at Michigan State University.
Okay.
And this is primarily vet students, or do pre-vet students also get involved in the actual creating this event?
That's a good question. Actually, it's such a big event that we get everybody involved. So we do have pre-veterinary students that are undergrad students at Michigan State helping. We have our veterinary students, and we also have our veterinary technology students. So we're one of the two schools in the whole country that has a veterinary technology program right within our veterinary school. And those students will be actively involved in several different exhibits, especially if folks want to get up close and look in a microscope and look at some parasites. And if they want to learn about just overall good general pet care, our vet tech students are ready to educate them about that.
Is it a surprise for the students that you have, or not necessarily a surprise, but is it difficult for students to relate to kids, or does it come natural? And I'm thinking just that as a vet student, they're focusing so much on book learning that all of a sudden they have to pull themselves back and really relate to, you know, a 14-year-old at its level.
That's a good question. We actually have some activities and requirements in our college for our veterinary and veterinary technology students to get experience with talking to pet owners of all ages. So while it's naturally for some students easier to talk to kids of different ages, we do ask and require that everybody practice some of those communication skills. So we find that there will be some volunteers running exhibits in which they really want to focus on working with young kids. For example, we have something called the Stuffed Teddy Bear Surgery Clinic, where kids from home can bring their stuffed animals and have them sutured or bandaged. And our students that are our volunteer students that are working in that particular exhibit, they need to be really comfortable talking to and interacting with a 3-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, and even a 6-year-old. So there are some students that are going to volunteer for that right away because they love that. And there are other students that want to perhaps share more technical information, like with our minimally invasive surgical techniques. So they'd like to gear toward the slightly older high school students and maybe even some parents. But we certainly encourage kids that are 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 to come and see that kind of exhibit too.
It's such a fascinating event. And Dr. Boud, there is a rule not to bring your animals from home, correct?
That is correct. We are a veterinary teaching hospital, so we do have sick animals here in the complex. We do not allow the public to go near where the sick animals are, and we certainly don't want them to bring a healthy animal into the hospital and expose it to some things that it doesn't need to be exposed to. So, yeah, we ask everybody to keep their animals at home.
Wow. And I've been to this event. There's no reason to bring your pets. They've got lots of activities to go with. You need to spend time at the dog park with your dog, not at this visit. This is all about you and the pets and learning more. Explore what a great world this has got to open up to young children. I've seen their eyes, and every one of them is just giant. It's just like a circus of fun, you know, just endless number of kids just with absolute enthusiasm running everywhere. It's your veterinary school run wild, and wild with lots of great stuff, I would have to say.
That's right. I think one thing we should recommend to all the adults is to wear comfortable walking shoes, because everything is spread out across our complex, and we generally recommend that people plan 2 to 3 hours to be able to see as much of the exhibits as they can. We do have a demonstration schedule and some exhibits listed at our website. And so people can go to the MSU College of Veterinary Medicine website, that's cvm.msu.edu, And they can search for the link to Vet a Visit 2012, and they'll get some more information there.
Fantastic. Dr. Abood, if we can hold you over the break, I'd like to bring you back and get into our topic for today, which is nutrition. So if that's okay, that's what we're going to do. So we'll be back right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.